1 week from today, Kansasians will be going to the polls in primary day for city council races. If you are somebody who has had complaints about the city over the last several years, you have no excuse to not get out there and vote and do the things that need to be done to put better people in power at City Hall. And we have a weak mayoral system in Kansas City, as I've said many times over. So here's the reality. Quentin Lucas will get reelected. But if you put, and, you know, some may argue, it depends what your perspective is, the people around the mayor have done a good job. Many would say that the people around the mayor in the city council have done a bad job. Whatever your perception of that is, if you want change, you can do it because the city council is a strong city council here in Kansas City, Missouri. We don't elect a king. The mayor is one of 13 votes on a lot of these issues. So one of the folks who we've talked a lot about on this show is incumbent 4th District Councilman Eric Bunch. He's running for a second term. Somebody running against him is Henry Rizzo. Now, there are three people in this race, and the top two will get to the general election in June. That's June 20th. And Henry Rizzo is hoping to be that person. He was a Missouri state rep from 86 to 2003, and he was in the Jackson County Legislature as well 15, 20 years ago. Henry, good morning. What made you want to jump back into this political space nearly 20 years after you've been in politics?
Well, Pete, I was drafted actually by a lot of community people, a lot of people that think that their representation has been poor in the city and that they want to change.
Mm-hmm. What is it exactly that made you say, you know what, Eric Bunch, the incumbent, is doing a bad job, is not the person for the job? What made you specifically want to get into that race in that 4th district?
Well, personally, why I wanted to get in the race was I was on the radio, listening to the radio during the Plaza uprising that happened about a year ago. And Eric asked that the police chief resign. In a time of civil unrest, he asked that the police chief resign. I think the number one responsibility of a person running for the council is to keep the people of the city safe. And that really got my attention. I've always been an advocate for the police department, and when he did that, it kind of really went against the grain.
So you're talking about when he did that during the 2020 protests? Is that when he did that?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. He asked for the chief of police to resign. When they needed him most, when they needed support, he was not there.
Yeah. And that's been the case for far too long for him. So when you talk about backing law enforcement in this community, we know that's been a problem on this city council. If this city council had its way, they would have defunded the police department to some extent a couple of years ago. I mean, that everyone can try to respin that however they want. But how much is that part of your pitch as you go around the 4th district, which is downtown, midtown, and a slice of the Northland, right?
It is absolutely imperative. They did a very expensive poll, and the police are polling at about 85%, and he constantly votes against them. He voted against them last week. You know, they have a mandate for the Missouri legislature to fund at 25% now. They successfully passed that with ease in the General Assembly, and he stuck to that and said openly in the paper about a week ago that his dream was to cut that mandate for the 25%. And that just unnerves me. I mean, you're looking at five police cars a division now, and when they have any kind of serious problem and they have to move those cars around, some divisions are left with one car. And to not try to help them fund them is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's certainly been an issue in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, there's three people in this race. There's the incumbent Eric Bunch. There's you, Henry Rizzo. And there's Chrissy Dastrup. So we know about the incumbent, but in this three-person race, what about the third wheel in this whole thing?
The third wheel in this whole thing is just as liberal as him. She used to work for him and lost her job, and now I think it's kind of a revenge run. So I think if you pick him or her, you're going to get the same result.
Mm-hmm. Another issue I know that's important to you, Henry, is the issue of short-term rentals. What needs to be done on that front? What would you advocate for on that front in Kansas City, Missouri, if you become the next 4th District Councilman?
Well, he's right now introduced a solution for short-term rentals that is so watered down that you just should leave it alone. If you do anything about short-term rentals, they should register. They should be available only to those that are living in the houses instead of party houses. There should be the insurance responsibility, which he's trying to eliminate. He puts a $100 fine on them. The $100 fine is the cost of doing business to them. They don't care about that. Literally, they're turning in our neighborhoods into hotels, and that's wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Henry Rizzo, he's running in that 4th District race, especially in this primary, one of the most watched races. Hopefully, he'll get to a general election runoff, and we'll be getting him on the city council later this summer. Henry, thanks for being on KCMO. Appreciate it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Thank you, Pete, for having me.
Absolutely. Henry Rizzo on KCMO.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.